Yes, folks, it is that time of the week again. It is time for Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark, the Landing Crew Wheeler. And as you probably heard in the background, that would be my wonderful wife, Miss Landing Crew, the Commandant, as I call her. We have a great show for you this week. We've got Luther Cyphers of Yak Attack. Many of you know his products. He will be our special guest this week, along with, you know, the usual folks that call in, meaning you out there listening, folks. Call in. The phone number is 714-816-4727. At during any live show, call in. You definitely want to call in for this one. Ask, you know, ask a million questions to Luther, because I know that that's what he's looking for, and that's what I'm looking for, you know. Chew our ears off. Makes my life a little easier. So let's get right to it. If you don't know who he is, you know his products, from the Visipole to the Mighty Mount to you know, everything in between. We have on the phone Mr. Luther Cyphers from Yak Attack. What's going on, Luther?
Hey, Mark. How's it going, man? Glad to be here.
Going good, going good. All right. We're going to start it off very basic, man. You been fishing lately?
Well, actually, I've got the yak loaded up right now, man. I'm looking forward to the TKAA tournament this weekend. Hoping to get out on the water here in a couple of days.
Cool. Yeah, I'm stoked for that tournament also, man. It's the weather keeps on changing, and, you know, just like you know, the weatherman forecast or don't forecast, it's, you know, we'll see what happens in the morning. But
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, we're gonna start from the very basics here, folks. Definitely call in, ask you questions. I know that's what Luther enjoys doing, is answering questions, especially about his products and other products that are out there. So, Luther, you know, how did you start? I know, if I remember correctly, you started off with the Visipole. How did all, you know, yep, everything just start off with the Yak Attack?
Well, the Visipole, actually, the first version of the Visipole, it was built by a friend of mine, Bob Fulgham. Actually, we were co-founders of Yak Attack, and he built it, and showed it to me. It's pretty cool. My son and I had just gotten a kayak fishing, so, you know, we built some and started getting comments on the water, you know, people asking, hey, you know, could you make me one of those kind of thing? So, you know, we decided to just kind of make a go of it, maybe a little extra money for fishing on the side, and that's kind of how it started. We took the really prototypes, you know, that we had made that were not exactly commercial. And we kind of, you know, revamped them a little bit. Bob and I both have manufacturing backgrounds, engineering backgrounds. So, you know, kind of revamped those, converted into something that was commercial. And, you know, then we started Yak Attack. And, you know, once we sold enough of the Visipoles to really get a feel for what people did and didn't like about it, you know, we went back to the drawing board with the Carbon Pro and tried to address from our input anyway that we had received were the things that people were looking for. You know, a little bit better portability. 4.5-foot pole is kind of hard to move around.
Right.
And lighter weight, lower profile, that kind of stuff. So it all kind of started from there. In the beginning, it was going to be a hobby, a little you know, small side thing. But, you know, the more we got involved with the sport, Bob got out of it about a year ago. He had other commitments that just were consuming too much time. So, but in the last, you know, year or so, we've developed a lot of products. You know, the more I get into the sport, the more I see some voids and some opportunities, and, you know, for us to make some products, which we love doing, but, you know, to fill a void, you know, that's out there. It's a young sport, so there hasn't been a tremendous amount of research and development that is strictly kayak fishing related. And, you know, since that's all we do, we try to do a good job of it.
Right. You know, and I've got a VisiPole, and I think it's one of the earlier versions. I think it's, dang thing's almost 3 years old.
Right.
You know, and I still haven't had to change the bulb yet, and I love it. But where was I at? I just had a thought, just lost it. So we know the past. Did you guys have a building? Or did you do it out of your basement, or,
Well, in the beginning, it was Bob's basement. After he got out of it, obviously moved everything, and then it was in a building on my property. But in the last 3 weeks, we've moved into a facility in Farmville. Which probably a lot of people recognize Farmville, not only from Facebook, but because that's where Appomattox River Company is. So they're like, a mile down the road from us, which makes deliveries really easy. But, we just moved into that. We started working at it full-time this past Monday. We've been moving stuff, for a couple of weeks now and getting the building ready. But, we're in there now full-time, and that's going to give us the space we need to do a lot of the things that have been on the drawing board because, we just didn't have the space and the manpower. And until you have the space to put people, it's hard to get the manpower. So, we're dealing with all those things now. And the first step was to get that facility.
Right. All right. We have on the line area code 714. You are on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, can you hear me? This is LGB.
Hey, LGB, what's going on, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm calling in on Skype for the first time, so I didn't know if it would work or not. But I just wanted to tell the Yakupack guy that I enjoy his products. The first accessory that I bought for my kayak was the Yakutak ram mount camera holder for my Scotty, and it was a great purchase. I don't know what I did before then, because I would struggle to keep my camera in a dry box and have to fumble with it and stuff when I caught a fish to take a picture. And it's great to have the camera right there in front. I have it mounted so I can take video, or I can take snapshots, and it pops out of the thing if I want to take pictures of the fish on the ruler, and I enjoy it a lot, and I just wanted to thank him for good products.
Hey, cool, man. I appreciate that. Absolutely. We always like hearing those stories.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, but I just wanted to call in and say great products and continued success. I'm going to go ahead and drop off.
Okay.
I appreciate
thanks for calling
it, man.
In, LGB.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen,
take care.
That's LGB. I screwed up his name in the very beginning because I can never remember it correctly. But great guy there, always on Kayak Fishing Radio, one of our loyal listeners, and it's great to have him call in. So so you moved to a new facility, which is awesome. I mean, I can say this, when I went to ARC up there in Farmville for the first time, walked into the warehouse, or as I call it, the Den of Love, man, I felt like, one of those, off to see, Wizard of Oz moments, skipping down the yellow brick road, touching all the kayaks as far as I could see. I was like a kid in a candy store, man. It was great. But
yeah,
we got another caller.
It's impressive.
Yeah. We've got another caller, unknown, most likely Skype, and this might be a bad backcast.
You got it, man. That's me.
Oh, man, I'm
how
good.
How you doing?
What's going on?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Rob, a bad backcast DeVore, host of the Tuesday night show, A Bad Backcast Live. Definitely check him out at 8 Eastern on Tuesday nights on Blog Talk Radio or kayakfishingradio.com. going on, Rob?
I'm all right, man. I'm doing good. Just calling and seeing how you're doing. I was watching some World Fishing Network stuff there before I gave you a call. I was chasing some grain fish.
Cool, man.
You know. Yeah. What else is going on besides kayak fishing radio, right?
Not a whole lot.
All right.
So.
I'm trying to figure out a way to get my rods to Chucktown because the idea was to stick them in the rod case, stick them in the big hockey bag, and throw them on the plane, right? Well,
right.
Rod case won't fit in the big old hockey bag, and that's about the biggest thing I can think of luggage-wise. So unless I get some four-piece rods, looks like I might be at the mercy of other people's fishing equipment.
Oh, no. Oh, man. That sucks, man. So you're going to fly in the Chucktown boondoggle?
Yeah.
Cool, man. Definitely.
Hey,
wish I could be there.
Get there somehow.
Oh,
gotta
yeah.
get there somehow, man. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun.
Definitely.
You know, all boondoggles are fun. And don't forget, you know, if anybody there is registered at Yak Angler, first of all, why aren't you? And second of all, if you're showing up in Chucktown, make sure you click on the event that you're attending. Because, folks, we have to have at least 10 participants. We're close. We're close. And we probably will have more than 10 participants, Yak Angler members. But in order for us to get a badge for our Yak Angler profiles, we need to have at least 10 Yak Anglers. So if you're interested in going and you're not a member of Yak Angler, sign up. Click the I'm attending button. And we're all good. We'll all get badges. You know how important badges are, right, Mark?
Badges. We don't need no stinking badges. You left it open, sorry.
That's okay.
All right, we got...
Yeah, so go ahead.
We got another caller. Area code 321. You are on the air.
Yo.
Yo.
Chuck.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
And, folks, don't forget that Luther Cyphers is also on the line. What's going on, Luther?
Oh, good.
Hey, what's going on? How's it going?
Went to special guest to sitting in the back of the room.
I was just being entertained, man. I was just listening to everything.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know that you had your guest on already, man. I'll shut up.
That's okay. So, Chuck, man, you really set the bar the other night. It's two Monday nights in a row. You went almost 2 hours, man. Congrats.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Cool. Still going after them poons?
I didn't today. One of my kids had a doctor's appointment, so we ran him over to Orlando for that and spent some time out in Orlando and just good old-fashioned family time. But I assure you I'll be stopping by my local ditches tomorrow, checking it out, so we'll see.
Awesome, man. I say I'm really jealous is an understatement.
Anytime you want to come down, brother, you know you're more than welcome.
Oh, I know. Just getting down there is half the challenge.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, Luther, I've got to ask, man. You know, you're coming out with some new products. Explain, you know, what's coming out, you know, or what has come out besides the Visipole, and, you know, what you guys have for the future and what you plan for the future for Yak Attack.
Sure, yeah. So I guess the
the most recent wave, you know, it's only been out a few weeks now, are the camera mounts, the two monopods. One is a kind of a, you know, 30-inch high over the shoulder GoPro type mount, 360 degrees of panning, so you can kind of follow the action a little bit on the water.
Right.
And a shorter version for taking the, you know, the photos, holding the fish kind of thing, the hero shot. And then our Mighty Mouse platform is just kind of in its infancy. I mean, we put out the Mighty Mouse. We've got versions of the Carbon Pro and the both panfish camera mounts that fit on the Mighty Mouse. But that's kind of the tip of the iceberg. It's part of a larger system that, you know, the next piece of that puzzle is a surface mount track that we're probably about 2 weeks away from starting to ship those, called Gear Track. And from there, you know, what we're headed towards with the whole product line is configurability. You know, people think of tracks as positioning, but for us, it's really more about being able to, you know, rig to the teeth to go out and get some video or, you know, maybe do some trolling or whatever, but then be able to rig down to nothing to go out and fly fish. So that's,
right.
That's kind of what we're going after, is the idea of configurability. The other thing I've seen is people, you know, get into the sport, and maybe they get into the sport and they, you know, just kind of put everything on the kayak, but then as they find out what they need, they might want to change things a little bit, or they might not want as much stuff as they had before, or in some cases they might want more. So the track platform that you can put wherever you want on any boat, you know, that'll kind of help people have a few more options and not be stuck with choices that were made early on.
Right. I mean, that's something that, you know, those of us that don't have, you know, a boat with the slide track system, hence Wildy or Hobie, can now, you know, take a Malibu and now they have a slide track, which personally that's awesome, especially with your older kayaks, you know, before the slide tracks came out.
Yeah, we had, awesome. You know, what happened was as we were showing the Mighty Mounts and stuff, you know, we had a lot of people who asked for it, just flat out said, hey, you know, I'd like a, you know, why don't you guys make a surface mount track? Why don't you make something that I can add to my boat? And we played around with a couple of different things. And what we tried to do in the end was to be compatible, you know, as much as we could with stuff that people might already have or the retailers already have, so we don't end up with a, I don't know how many people remember VHS and Beta, but more recently we had the HD, DVD, and Blu-ray, you know, so we tried to be, you know, really compatible, so we don't have five different systems out there. But I think just the ability to put the track where you want it, and the way the track's designed, it's designed to be surface mounted, so you don't need any side support or anything like that.
Right.
You can install it topside only. You don't have to get inside the kayak to install it. So, you know, and then once you have a track that's not attached to anything when you buy it, you know, who's to say you have to put it on your kayak? You know, who's to say you can't put a Mighty Mount on the back of it and put one of our RAM screwballs on the back of it and have kind of a remote platform that you can angle and turn and, you know, put cameras on? And it opens up a whole new way of thinking about rigging. And, you know, the term I've been using lately is where we're going is kind of like Legos for kayaks. You know, you can make it as simple or you can make it as complex as you want to.
Right. And that's awesome, man. That's really, really, really cool. Let's see here. We've got an update for the chat rooms. We've got Big Fly Reel down in, I think he's in Tampa. LGB, who called in recently. Senor Kevin and Scuba Stan. Going on, y'all? You please call in, ask questions, or just call in to say hey. Remember, folks, the phone number is 714-816-4727. All right. So with her. Do you have any good story, you know, fishing stories that, you know, you were out in the water and you went, man, I really wish I had this. And I went, I should have something like that.
Well, actually, that's how the panfish portrait came to be. You know, the original panfish was like, you know, it's 30 inches tall. The original intent was for video, but, you know, I really liked, because it could pivot, you know, the idea of being able to use that to set a self timer, you know, turn it around where you can access the LCD, set your self timer, turn it back around, push the button, and pick up the fish. Yeah, that was really appealing. So I went out Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel one night, striper fishing. The first time I'd ever had the panfish out in a situation where I actually needed to take some pictures. And I used it for the first time. It was great. And then I went to make my cast after that, and I was like, hey, this thing's in the way. Because I had moved it from behind me to in front of me to get that picture. And I was like, there's no way I can fish with this thing standing up here looking me in the face. So it was just too tall. So I went back, and within a couple of days, you know, had the first panfish portrait prototype. And, you know, really most of what we developed – now, because we have so many people that, you know, send emails and call us and talk about things, you know, a lot of the needs, you know, we hear directly from the rest of the market. But in the beginning, it was really, you know, you're out there fishing and, hey, you know, I really wish I had this. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we're developing now started on a paper napkin 2 or 3 years ago when we weren't in any position to, you know, tool it up, you know, financially as a company. We just weren't ready to do a lot of the things we're doing now. So it's been, a lot of the stuff's been on the drawing board, and by the same token, I mean, we could stop scratching stuff on paper napkins now, and we'd still have 2 or 3 years worth of work to do. You know, there's a lot. But when you're a small company, you know, we started from nothing. You know, it wasn't like some big investment to work with. I mean, we've pretty much grown organically, so we have to pace ourselves a little bit.
Right.
Cool, man. We've got Juan Verroot, Kayak Fish PA. He just joined in the chat room. What's going on, Juan? So explain, you know, the Mighty Mount system and you know, how that's supposed to work, you know, for those that don't know what all goes on with that.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, the Mighty Mount, really, it's kind of got three purposes. The first purpose is as a standalone mount. You can, you know, you just got four holes. It's got a small footprint. You can fit it in some places. You might not be able to fit other stuff. And then we've got our RAM screwball, which is it's a RAM ball, but it's a Yak Attack product. We buy the raw material from RAM, and then we do our stuff to it, add our hardware and add threads to it. So that you can put on and off the Mighty Mount, so you don't have to always have the same thing on it anymore.
Right.
The second thing, and also I heard from a lot of people, you know, they love the RAM products, but, you know, with that 1.5-inch ball sitting up there, it's kind of hard maybe to throw upside down on top of the car or something like that, you know. So not only being able to change from a 1-inch RAM ball to a 1.5 to a camera mount to a Carbon Pro to a, you know, that's great, but also just being able to remove it if you don't want it on there and to, you know, people like that. You know, the Mighty Mount by itself is only about 1/2-inch tall, so once you take the device off of it, there's, you know, there's not a lot in the way. It's really small. So, and then the other purpose is for track mounting, like your Scotty mounts, and also RAM makes a mount that's got the same footprint. Canon makes one that's got the same footprint. So you can, with two of our Mighty Mounts, you can attach, you know, any of these kind of diamond bases or triangle bases to your existing track systems. So it's really functional. You know, there's some ways of doing that now, but having the little hand knobs so you can actually move it around or
change position, you know, put it on the other side while you're out on the water, kind of nice. So that's really, you know, attaching our accessories, because obviously that's our platform. From here on out, when we develop things, we're going to make it compatible. Is one purpose, standalone mount for putting the RAM screwball so you can put your RAM stuff on and off is another purpose, and then being able to track mount your Scotty mounts and stuff like that, you know, is the third one.
Cool, man. Definitely cool. All right. We've got a new caller. Hasn't been on for a while. What's going on, Juan Kayakfish PA?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm doing good.
Am I coming in loud?
And clear.
Okay, great. Good.
Juan, I think you know Luther Ciphers of Yak Attack?
I know of him, yes. And his
gear. What's up, Juan? How you doing?
Good, good, buddy. I'm sitting here looking at some stuff right now in my living room that you made, so...
Nice.
Yeah, Juan is the proud new daddy of a Wilson's Ride 15, and to say I'm jealous is a true understatement.
Yeah, that's a nice boat. I had a chance to see that out at OR. Yeah, quite a piece.
Yeah, it's a really great boat. I probably over the next few weeks, I'm going to get a chance to paddle it a lot more. I'll probably paddle it about every other day for the next 3 weeks. It's really a nice boat. It tracks well.
You there, Juan?
Yeah, I am. I'm getting some feedback from the phone call for some reason. I've got to redo this or something. Just give me a few minutes, okay?
Okay, no problem. All right. We have a new caller also. Area code 707, you're on the air.
Hey, Spike here.
Hey, Spike, what's going on, man?
Well, how did I get onto the show? I'm just trying to lurk here. Press 1, they say, if you want to notify it. That's okay. How are you doing? Is this Wheeler?
Yes, it is.
What was that great boat Juan was talking about?
That was the Ride 115.
I've always loved the Ride, and I probably had one of the first rides out there. It looked like a pontoon boat.
Very nice.
You want a stable platform, baby? That's one of them.
Oh yeah, I've got a I think it's an 08 or 09 Ride 135, and I have yet, knock on wood, dumped it on purpose, you know, without having some wave action help me. I can't get that thing to dump. I've tried.
No, it's definitely, it is one of the most stable platforms as far as that goes. And it holds a pretty big angler, too. That's why Ride's always been in my recommendations.
Oh yeah,
the 115 is really nice. I've been paddling a lot. I can basically take all the gear that my 135, can get it into the 115, which is huge for me.
Nice.
It's really a great boat, and boy, does it really floats high in the water. Nice shallow draft on the river. I can't say enough about it. I'm probably going to do a little write up about it on my website at one point in time once I get a little bit more seat time in it for the, you know, over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey, Mark, are you reading all that static over the line?
I've got a little bit, but I don't think I'm hearing it as y'all are.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm still hearing you loud and clear.
Yeah. I don't know what it's from. Dennis, do you know of Yak Attack products?
I know. What was the last one I just got a press release on?
I think that might be... Luther, you want to take a hold of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Luther Cypher?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Dennis, how you doing, man?
How you doing there, man? I know
good,
about the Yak Attack
good.
Products, but I just got a press release on the latest one.
Yeah, the in the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Right.
Yeah, it's probably the, you know, the Mighty Mount system and the Panfish and the Panfish Portrait, the camera monopods. And
that's what it was.
About,
that's what it was. Yeah, we've been using the light sticks on the boats for a couple of years now. We've got them on both both of the student boats that go out to the beach.
Gotcha. Yeah,
and I
got to
tell you, they're still burning bright.
You still on your original battery?
I swear I am. I wouldn't know how to change the battery.
We get that all the time, man. We get that all the time.
Yeah, it's nice. No, it's got to be. It's over 2 years. Those things have been burning. We use them a lot,
yeah,
too, because, you know, it's the regs. You're going out crabbing at night. You got to have your boat lit up.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, actually, I think I remember, though, you were one of the first people that they got that original Busy Pole.
It is the original.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool, man. Yeah, absolutely.
I was looking at some good video from Captain Linda there. She had a young lady out there catching nurse sharks on the kayak.
Right.
These camera mounts are unbelievable, you guys. The shots people are getting are just fantastic. I was talking to my cousin who, you know, we made the kayak fishing video, an instructional DVD, and we're getting ready to make another one. And people are shooting great footage on their telephones for kayak fishing. So I'm thinking of gathering a bunch of footage from anglers and putting it in the next kayak fishing video.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that'll be real cool. Get to all the fish I can't get to.
All right. Well, we've got a new caller, area code 803. You are on the air.
Hey, guys. It's Scuba Stan.
What's going on, Scuba?
Not a whole lot. Getting ready to head to Florida in the morning.
Nice, man. Business or pleasure?
It's pleasure. Vacation to Disney with the family, but I'll be swinging by and shaking Griffith Chuck's hand hopefully tomorrow afternoon at Handler's.
Nice. Definitely nice.
Not taking a yacht, but I am taking a couple of rods.
Well, I think if you get Chuck in the mood, he'll take you to where he's been catching tarpon in a ditch.
I would love to go ditch fishing. That just looks cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, all right. We've got a pretty good panel in Buzzard's Row. So, does anyone have any questions for Luther? You know, comments, ideas? Anybody?
Spike here, and I got some questions. Tell me all about that new mount.
What's that, the camera mount?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so we call it the panfish. And the reason we call it that is because, you know, most of the time from the angler out to where you need to see the action is not very far. So vertical panning, you know, usually you can kind of set that angle and it's kind of, you know, it can stay there. Taking video, but you know, if you've got a fish that's taking a run from one side of the kayak to the other, or if you're, you know, drifting down a, you know, a bank, you know, fishing for bass, and you see a log and you know you're going to get the blow up right there, you know, positioning the camera in the horizontal plane, you know, around you is a little bit difficult. So basically what we did with the panfish, which is the tall one, that, like I said, primarily used for video, usually with like a GoPro or a placeboard or something like that.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, in the center of the mast, we put a like friction disc. So the top half of the mast will rotate independent of the bottom half, but there's enough friction there, which is adjustable, that it stays where you put it. So, you know, we had a really, really cool video uploaded by Too Busy, Tommy Samuels out of South Carolina, on Facebook the other day. He was fighting a redfish. He took a couple of runs, got out of the frame, and he just reached over and just kind of, you know, put the camera back on the action and, you know, was able to get the fish in. And, yeah, exactly. You know, without having to, you know, loosen anything or, you know, ever really lose control of the rod, you know, a second to reach over there and rotate it, and he was back by the fish.
Well, this is a great idea. This is a great idea. I'm getting footage from people all over the world, just not for any reason, just to send me, you know, they're excited about their kayak fishing, and fish that I haven't seen before. But I think, you know, the whole video thing is changing so rapidly. And I like that whole idea. It sounds like you're pretty much trying to get the whole field of what we're doing from behind us or above us.
Yeah, but that's really what the main use of the pan fish is. It's right over the shoulder. So within reach, or you can reach over and pan it, but you get the you kind of get the kayaker's perspective, you know, a little bit. And then, you know, once we have the camera head and, you know, the attachment for the camera, we can really put it wherever you want. There's another product coming out I don't think I've talked about this one at all publicly, but it's called the Dog Bone. And basically what it is kind of like an extender arm, but it's got a RAM ball on either end. So now you can get some really interesting camera angles. You know, you can put the 1.5-inch RAM ball, the larger one, on the base end, so you get a nice solid connection to the kayak. But, you know, out on the end where the camera is, you can put the smaller one. And using that in conjunction with the Mighty Mount and our new track system, out on the very end of that, you can put the track. So you can have a track that's suspended out in midair. You can have a track that's hanging over the side of the boat with the camera 2 inches off the water. You know, so this whole kind of system, you know, the pieces are falling into place, you know, kind of one at a time. But the idea is for it to be very versatile, you know, not to be one single kind of use, but to be where, because I tell you one thing I've noticed about the kayak fishing community, to some degree we're all cut from the same cloth. You know, you got the DIY kind of people, you know, that are innovative, that kind of think outside the box, that do things their way. So we try to, you know, as much as we can with the, especially with the rigging product line that's evolving, is to give the person who's doing the rigging, you know, to give them the freedom to do what they want to do instead of having a single use for a given item. You know, it's more like giving them the tool, and then they do whatever they want with it. That's
pretty
where
cool.
All
this is really changing the face of the sport. I don't think it's really changing it. I think it's putting it right out there, though. It's just it's a far cry from wrapping expensive cameras up, Ziploc bags, and taping them to the deck.
Yeah. I mean, I think as the sport grows, you know, it's gonna the tools and the things that are available to people who are in it, you know, are just gonna continue to grow as well. You know, I feel really privileged that we've been able to do what we do. I mean, it's a fun thing to be involved with, you know, from the literally 300 yards off the bank on my first kayak fishing excursion. You know, when I called back to my wife and said, hey, you know, when I get home, I'll give one to my son. You know, I've loved the sport, you know, and to be able to do this and to kind of help, you know, be able to put the tools and stuff out there for people to use and to make it, you know, more enjoyable. And in some cases, even to, you know, maybe help bring in people that, you know, because of the exposure, you know, they look at it and, you know, what I've heard over and over again from people, and I know all of you guys have heard the same thing. You fish out of a kayak? How do you keep it from rolling over? But people have this, like, stigma in their mind that a kayak is something that, you know, is steel skin and wooden paddles, and if you're not careful, it's gonna flip upside down. So, you know, being able to be part of helping to, you know, get the sport more exposure, so people can see what kayak fishing really is, it's cool. It's a lot of fun.
Definitely. And Luther, you're a big supporter of many of the tournaments and charity organizations in the area. Explain how you started doing, you know, a lot of the giveaways and stuff like that.
It's because we like to. I mean, to be completely honest, it's just we like to. I mean, on the charity side, there's a component of, you know, I think everybody in their life in some way or another, you know, does things to try to help, you know, different causes. The fact that we have, you know, the gear to get involved with some of these charity tournaments in that way, that's just a natural outlet for us to do what I think everybody does, you know, on some level. But then the other stuff, you know, we do a lot of, you know, like you said, kind of giveaway type stuff. You know, we do a lot of, like we're doing a Facebook contest right now where we got people out there competing to build some do-it-yourself stuff out of a kit that we sent them. That stuff's just fun. You know, it's the sport has afforded us the ability to do something, or afforded me the ability to do something that I really love to do, and to have an outlet for the products. I mean, I love the kayak fish, but I also love to design products. I mean, that's, you know, the company, my other company, is that's what I do. I design products for all different industries. So I love that part too. I mean, the manufacturing side, all of it it's fun. And it's much, much funner when you're doing that in conjunction with something that you like to do recreationally, you know. So, you know, to be involved with the, you know, the customers and the, you know, which are basically fishing buddies, you know, a lot of them, it's just cool, man, you know. And helping to make the tournaments a little bit, you know, more fun and better prizes and all that kind of stuff. Aside from the charity aspect, which is really important, but also just to support the community that's given us the opportunity to do what we're doing, that's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, speaking of tournaments, folks, this weekend is the TKAA Fish for Charity Tournament, supporting Paddle, I forgot it. One of them.
Yeah, Heroes in the Water and Project Healing Waters.
Thank you, Project Healing Waters. Yeah, I knew it was one of the. It started with a P. Folks, this is a great tournament. I know that personally, I sit there with my raffle tickets every time of, you know, one of the Yak Attack products come up, especially the Visa Carbon. That's how I got mine. It was two or three years ago at the tournament. Got that raffle called, man. I was so excited. You know, I'm gonna get a Visa Carbon. Woohoo! You know, kind of situation. It was really cool.
Stepping up. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, the involvement with the TKA tournament this year is another level of anything we've, you know, been able to do in the past. Not only having the last thing we want to do is bring 75 carbon players so everybody ends up going with the same thing, but we've got a broad enough product line now that, I mean, I just brought a truckload up here. Wayne and I are going to be sorting that stuff out in a little bit. But it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Wayne does a great job organizing this thing. You know, all the TKA guys, you know, it's a lot of kind of the, you know, the pioneers, at least in this area of the sport, that are, you know, that put these things together and that are the TKA club. It's a really cool deal.
Oh, yeah. We've got another unknown caller. Unknown, you're on the air.
It's just me, Mark. I'm back.
Okay. No, it's just Rob, the bad backass. Just, you know, trying to say hello. Cool.
I'm just listening.
Yeah, oh yeah. Where was I at? I had some place I was wanting to go. Stan. I know you're down in Charleston. Do you guys have the Yak Attack down there? Any of the products in any of the stores?
I believe that the products are carried at Time Out Sports with Dolphin Bay. And I definitely know when I go to Florida, I'm going to be looking for it.
Right. Cool.
That's some awesome products. The Park and Pole. And that looks too cool. I mean, I guess Pat Hoover had something to do with that. The
Panfish
is definitely. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah, Chad, you know, I wasn't really a much of a user of a stakeout pole
you know, prior to that. So, yeah, he had, you know, the idea of what he wanted to see out there. So, you know, he kind of brought that for us and put our heads together. And, I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I love it now. I use it now.
Yeah, it's definitely a very nice stakeout pole. For the money, you can't go wrong. With how nice that whole setup is.
Well, you can thank Chad for the price point too. He was insistent, you know, that it needed to be affordable, and we really worked hard to get that, you know, to get that price where it is. And still done the same way we do everything else, is domestic. I mean, the tip, the handle, the foot, you know, the fiberglass, all that stuff is made in the USA. And it's high-end stuff, you know. But we were able to get the design where we could be pretty close to where Chad wanted to be on it. And we couldn't be happy with it.
Oh, yeah. So, folks, anyone in the chat room, anyone on Buzz's Row, shoot a question at Luther.
While we're on the stakeout poll thing, I'll drop another kind of a preview of what's to come, and this is another one I don't think we've talked about publicly. But we're working on a version of the parking pole. It's very similar to the parking pole. It's the same material. But what we've had people ask for is because they like the polling aspect of it, is an 8-footer. The problem that you get with these types of things is it turns into a point where shipping costs as much as the unit does. So it's really hard on the consumer, and it's really hard on the retailer because the thing's so long, it costs $20 or $30 to ship. So that kind of started it. And then once we went down this train of thought and started thinking about it, we really, started to see some other really cool reasons to build a pole that screws together. So it's going to be kind of like a pool cue. So you can go out one day with a 6-footer, and then you can go out the next day with a 9-footer just by taking out the center section. And we've prototyped it. It works great. The connection's rock solid. We're just working through, you know, the final design and trying to get the connection part into something that's, you know, ready to produce and it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. So we're kind of working on that part of it now. But by next year, early next year, we'll have, this new segmented type stakeout pole.
Definitely. That's awesome. You know, depending on, you know, your situation or how tall you are when you need to pull around, that's awesome.
Or the water depths, you know, if you get more than 2 or 3 feet of water, it's kind of, you know, you run out of pole pretty quickly. So, you can kind of read into what I said earlier. You know, we kind of try to build things that tie in together so that, you know, it gives the anglers more options. So, you know, I would venture to guess that the segmented poles will be used for more than stakeout poles.
Definitely. All right. So we're running on into our first hour. And if anyone has any questions, shoot them at us. Otherwise, Stan, you doing any fishing this weekend?
Well, I've never caught a snook, so I've got my rods, and I've been listening to everybody down in Florida, and got my DOA shrimp, and I'm going to give it a shot, absolutely.
Awesome, man. That's, just to take a quick ride on the 4 when you get down to Disney and hit the 95 and go south a little bit, and you're right in Redfish Chuck's backyard, and you'll be all set, man.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about checking out Handlers. It looks like a cool bait and tackle store.
Definitely. Yeah, that's one of those. Next time I go down, I've got to stop in. So.
And I am also doing a little largemouth bass fishing but it's with my little girl, and it's at Disney. And it's kind of cheesy. I think they throw out shiners, but I want my little girl to catch a bigger bass. She caught her first fish ever. She reeled it in on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. I couldn't be more tickled about it, but I posted it on Facebook. Y'all may have seen it.
Awesome. That's great, man. Well, great to have you on. You know, always welcome and on the show. And Semper Fi, man.
Semper Fi.
Hoorah. All right. And then down to Rob, a bad backcast. Dude, you doing fishing this weekend?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, as long as the weather holds and everything, supposed to be out Saturday or Sunday morning about 7, right with first light, and got a good incoming tide. And looking for some redfish and some big trout on feed on some flats, man. So we'll see what happens. And if that doesn't work, then there's some nice mangrove areas that we'll be paying attention to.
Awesome. Yeah, man, I got to get back down to Florida, man.
Anytime. I'm yeah. Here. I got an extra kayak, and I'm always ready to go, man.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it's much needed. Probably I'll probably see you around January, hopefully. So,
you know, save your vacation time and your fun coupons, and you know, we're heading out to Biscayne or Pennon Camp. They're right around President's Day weekend.
Awesome.
That wasn't me.
Someone.
That wasn't
someone,
me. I promise.
Someone cheek dialed. That's okay. Yeah, man, definitely. So, all right, folks, definitely check out Rob's show. He is the Tuesday night host of A Bad Backcast Live. It is a he keeps on doing the yay. I've got to give him a yay. And where are they at?
That's okay.
So,
it is, man.
Definitely check out his show. It's also on Kayak Fishing Radio, Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Definitely want to check that one out. It's a good time. All right.
Yeah, man, we have fun with it.
Oh, yeah. And then I think I have Juan. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Do you have me turned on?
Oh, yeah, you're voice? Turned on.
Okay. Okay, great. What am I going to do this weekend? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, as usual, I'm going to fish. Actually, this is a great time of year to be fishing on the river in Pennsylvania because we've got fall coming up. A lot of the water temperatures now are down like about 60s on the river. And so during that time, I mean, we've got a great swim bait bite. Spinner bait bite has been killer over the last couple of weeks since the floodwaters have receded. So I'm hoping that the spinner bait bite and the swim bait bite continues. And this is the time of year when we really catch some big fish. I mean, you know, from here on out, you know, into November, I mean, you've got a real shot of getting, you know, a 4, a 5 pound smallmouth, which is, you know, nothing to sneeze at on the river, that's for sure.
Wow. That's, I used to live right there in Lancaster, just north of Holtwood Dam, never fished the Susquehanna, and I'm now regretting it, hearing what you're saying about, big smallies. That's just,
it's worth the trip, I'll tell you. It's definitely worth the trip.
Oh, yeah. Cool, man. Well, it was an absolute pleasure having you on, Juan. You're more than welcome anytime, man.
Great. I'll be back.
Cool.
Man, you never fished a Susquehanna, Mark? Come on.
It's like, you know,
I lived in upstate New York and I fished the Susquehanna. Up there. I used to catch like rock bass up there, you know? That was my thing, rock bass.
You know, I should say that I never went and fished the Susquehanna. I just never went and really targeted smallmouth. My brain was more in, you know, heading up to, you know, back to Long Island to, you know, go after the stripers out of Montauk.
Plus, I always thought, you know, all you caught in freshwater were small little itty bitty fish that, you know, weren't any fun. You know, now I know better.
Right, there is a river full of smallmouth bass that's very offended right now, Mark.
Oh, and I regret it, and I do it every day that I go, you know what, dang it, I could have fished the Susquehanna. But, you know, live and learn and kick myself in the butt every day. So
maybe
but
we'll
one,
bring up a, we could set up a you know, a boondoggle up there one day, man. Juan can hook us up on some killer smallmouth, man.
There you go.
I know. Hey, Allegiant flies into some, I don't know, Harrisburg or something up there, and that's like really, really cheap airfare. So
oh, yeah,
I'm all about it, and I love converting over to, you know, freshwater once in a while, man. That's fun.
And then that would be a great trip, you know. Is that Mechanicsburg? It's just north of Harrisburg. You know, launching from there and floating all the way down to the Holtwood Dam there in southern Lancaster, and that would be a great trip, actually.
That'd be
a
long trip.
Oh, yeah. It would be, leave Thursday, hopefully get to Holtwood by Monday kind of situation. You know, sit on, you know, get through Three Mile Island and camp on the many islands that run across that beautiful river.
When we boondoggle, you know, we go dawn to dusk, man. You know, if you're not out in the kayak dawn to dusk, you're wasting your time.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A good attitude. I like that. I like that one. When I do my kayak fishing boot camp, I make everybody get up at the crack of dawn and we hit the river before the fish are
cool,
even up.
Be, man. That's great.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds like it, man. I got to get back.
If you guys
there.
Get here, hey, if you guys get here, I've got a few extra kayaks now. Now, I don't know if I can let you paddle the Ride 115. I kind of like that boat. I think my 135 is getting a little jealous right now. But I don't know how to look at it. I actually, my buddy paddled my 135 the other day. We went out and took some photos and did some stuff for my website. And he paddled the 135, and I paddled the 115 about the whole time. It's a great boat. Wow, I can't say enough about that boat, especially for river fishing, medium-sized rivers, small rivers. I'm really liking what I see out of it so far.
Definitely, that's awesome, man.
I'm not picky, Juan, though. I mean, if it's on the water and it floats and you can paddle it, I'm pretty good with that. You know, mini.
Okay, I'll give you the one with the least amount of holes in it.
Yeah.
I need like a. I was talking to one of my buddies the other day, and I said I needed like some kind of a odometer that tracks how far I actually drag my kayaks across dry land, because I mean they get pretty scarred by the time I'm done with them. I don't have a problem with hooking a rope to them and dragging them, you know, half a mile, quarter mile, get someplace.
Come up
oh,
with
yeah.
a like a mathematical equation, you know, however thick the plastic is times how many miles you've drug them equals how many holes you've got.
That's a little too complicated
for
me. You probably have to get Luther to
mine's
figure that out. I think he's an engineer.
Mine's the same way.
You need like the Verrett parameter, you know, the kayak manufacturers can, you know, rate their kayaks based on how long they last being drug around by Juan.
There you go. That's like those cheap commercials. You guys remember those Tough Skin commercials when you were a kid?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
jeans. And they had the robot that, like, wore down the jeans. That's what we need for kayaks. Actually. Yeah. Great idea.
I tell
oh,
you
man,
right now,
mine, I think I got a
you
hole somewhere in mine because I've been dragging it here and there, and you know, oyster bars and stuff like that. But I've been getting water in it, and I've been fishing some pretty calm conditions. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Yeah, you might have a pimple in it. I had mine for a couple of weeks. I realized there was some little bit of water in the hull of my 135, and I kind of knew where it was coming from, but I was kind of in denial for a couple of weeks, and then I finally broke down and took it in the shop, and they fixed it. It's in great shape now.
Cool,
yeah.
man. I've been battling my 135's whole issue, epoxy and you know, welding, and I've pretty much come down to the point where now I've got to actually put a piece of metal over the hole to keep from it reopening.
mine was on the keel, mine was on the keel, and they plastic welded it, and then they put a Kevlar cap over top of it. And I'll tell you what, man, that thing has taken a beating. It's still holding fast. It did a nice job with it.
Yeah, you know, well, just shove some JB Weld up in there, man. You'll be good.
It'll hold till it comes out, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, hey, Mark, listen, man, it's been really cool. I need to hook up with Wayne from TKAA and get these prizes unloaded. But
okay.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, man, it was absolutely a pleasure having you on there, Luther. Folks, check out yakattack.us, which is the Yak Attack website, or check your local kayak fishing shop or kayak shop.
Yeah.
Or
make it down to the TKAA tournament and see the stuff firsthand.
Definitely. All right, folks.
And support
a
great cause.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In a smaller space now.
Yeah. So. All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Thank you, Luther. Folks, that was Luke Pfeiffer of Back Attack, home of the Visipole, Panfish, you name it. He's making it now. And an absolute pleasure to have him on. All right, folks. I think we've hit our hour. And it's time to call it a night. If anyone has any objections, speak now or forever hold your peace. Anyone? Bueller? All right, here comes the shameless part of my show. Juan, do you have a website?
Yeah, my website's kayakfishpa.com.
Okay, make it pretty easy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Do you have anyone that you want to give any company or anything else you want to give a shout-out to?
I have a few sponsors, but I usually get their names out there pretty often, Temple Fork Rods, I'm on their pro staff. They make some great rods. I use them, a lot of great 7-foot lengths, 7.5-foot lengths for kayak fishing. And of course, Winko's Custom Baits, love his baits. I was using his big Bubba Spin to catch the big smallmouth in the high muddy water this past couple of weeks. He makes some great quality baits, and they're all custom made. Not made to catch fishermen, they're made to catch fish.
Definitely. Cool. TFO, Wildy, folks, definitely check out kayakfishpa.com. All right. Thanks, Juan.
Sure, bud. Take it easy.
You too. All right. Time to go through my hang on. Got to give them. I have everyone asking for this. Let's see if this will work. There you go, Kevin. Little funkiness for you. All right, folks. Let's give it out to Kayak Kevin. Check out kayakkevin.com. Definitely, if you're going to come down to Virginia Beach and fish Kipta Peak for the big stripers, you definitely want to check out his website. It's full of info. Click on the links. Trust me, you're going to want to do this. There's some great stuff on there. YakAngler.com. Folks, if you're not a member of Yak Angler or go to Yak Angler, you're wrong. Definitely check out YakAngler.com. Irish Water Dogs, Brave the Waves Where Giants Tremble. A great company with some great clothing. Really good people there. Check out KayakBassFishing.com. Full of excellent information. definitely check out kayakbassfishing.com for anything kayak fishing. Keen footwear. Folks, I've been wearing Keen footwear now for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm wearing the Chicago steel toe for my work, and I can't make these things go wrong. 12 hours on my feet all day long, and I have yet to break a pair of boots, and their sandals and everything else are awesome too. Check out yakattack.us. It's the Yak Attack website. Order your visible mighty mount and park and pull today. Yakdaddy.net, home of the spider. Receive 10% off by entering promo code 0854. Receive 10% off. All right. I think I've got everyone. Oh, check out abadbadcast.com, home to a bad badcast. And the Rob DeVore does the Tuesday show also. Remember, folks, tomorrow is Kayak Fishing Radio, the original show, on at 8 o'clock on kayakfishingradio.com. And with that, I just say goodnight, y'all. Dennis Spike, thank you for calling. He's the host of the Friday night show. Kayak Kevin, for showing up in the chat room. Pleasure always, man. Mr. LGB, thank you for calling in. Big fly reel. What's going on, brother? Thank you for hitting the chat room. Rob DeVore, thank you for calling in. Juan Verroot and Luke DeCyphers for being our special guest. Folks, you have a wonderful night. See you at the TKA tournament this weekend. And tight lines. Have fun, everybody.
Later.